Nolte, Washington Post caught spreading fake news about Jacob Blake being unarmed. By John Nolte on January 6, 2021. The far-left Washington Post was caught spreading the lie that Jacob Blake was unarmed when he was shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, late last year. Police officers won't be charged in shooting of Jacob Blake, an unarmed black man who was shot 7 times in the back in Kenosha. WIS, read a tweet from the disgraced outlet after Kenosha District Attorney Michael Gravely announced on Tuesday that no charges would be filed against the police officers who shot Blake. A few hours later, the Post was forced to delete the tweet and issue this humiliating correction. "We've deleted a previous tweet that incorrectly described Jacob Blake as unarmed. While his family has said he was not armed when shot by police, prosecutors on Tuesday said video evidence depicts him holding a knife. The story has been corrected." The Post's story on the district attorney's announcement also contained the same unarmed lie, even though prosecutors say Blake himself has admitted he was holding a knife. Here's how the fake story originally read. "Blake, who witnesses said had been trying to break up an argument between two women, was unarmed and shot as he walked back toward his vehicle." Now, with the correction added to the top, it reads: "Blake, who witnesses said had been trying to break up an argument between two women, was shot as he walked back toward his vehicle." In his written report, Gravely said Blake was armed with an open knife he was holding in his right hand. The report also says video footage showed Blake carrying a knife. According to Gravely's report Tuesday, Blake told investigators that he dropped the knife near the vehicle and picked it up intending to put it in the car, because it was a gift he wanted to keep. In the report, Blake is quoted as saying his knife was closed and questioning, "Why would I pull a knife on a cop? That's just stupid." Here's the correction. An earlier version of this story incorrectly described Jacob Blake as unarmed. While his family has said he was not armed when shot by police, prosecutors on Tuesday said video evidence depicts him holding a knife. The story has been corrected. So, according to prosecutors, Blake admits he had the knife in his hand when he was shot, which is the exact opposite of unarmed. The Daily Wire's Ryan Saavedra compiled a list of fake journalists at CNN, NBC, ABC, BuzzFeed, and others who also spread the lie about Blake being unarmed. None of this is an accident. If you recall, it was the shooting of Blake that caused the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa to ravage Kenosha, burn down much of its business district, loot, riot, and assault people, for several days over the summer. By hurling this latest lie, there's just no question the media were hoping to reignite those riots. The sad truth is we now have a media openly encouraging this violence, even if it means telling a blatant lie to make it happen. Blake had a knife, was physically resisting arrest, and was getting into a car with children in it. What were the police supposed to do? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.